Good arm. That young man has a good arm.
We have a motion on the table by Mayor Pro Tem Grant, seconded by Councilmember Martin, to accept resolution number R2021-736, a resolution appointing Daryl Dulnig as judge of the Municipal Court of the City of Texas for a 2-year term beginning June 1, setting the compensation of the judge of the Municipal Court and setting the date, time, and place for holding regular sessions of the Municipal Court of the City of Texas, Kirby, Texas.
You did good.
Discussion? City Secretary, call roll. Mayor Pro Tem Grant?
Oh, yes.
Councilmember Alvarado?
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Councilmember Ryder?
Yes.
Councilmember Street?
Yes.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Mayor Aldrich?
Yes.
Welcome, Judge.
Yes.
And we will reconvene at, I'll be 9:20.
Oh, hell yeah.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. At 9:20. I'm opening up 9-8. Presentation by Public Alliance on the City of Kirby website and related discussion and action and possible action.
Just as they come up to introduce themselves, just to give you guys a little bit of background, Public Alliance redesigned the City of Kirby's website in 2015. We paid the 2 installments, we paid $5,000 total, we paid $1,000 when we started, $3,000 at the end of the day. And we pay them every month to post our website, $3 a month. We also pay them whenever there are needed updates that are beyond the staff technical ability to do, they do those for us. They also load our audio of our meetings on our website for us.
Thank you, City Manager. My name is Chris Morales. I'm an owner at Public Alliance, which is a full-service advertising and management effect. This is my art director, Josh Castillo, accompanying me, and also Marlene Spain, our account executive, who also helps on the account to manage some of the monthly maintenance that we do on the website. It's been brought to my attention that maybe some of the council had some thoughts about the current website. One day we wanted to share some of that information. I'm happy to answer some questions. I'm also happy to kind of take you through what we have proposed the last 2 or 3 weeks ago to kind of revamp the website, kind of bring it up to, you know, new standards, things like that, because it has been about 5 years. And generally speaking, you know, when it comes to web design, I mean, you know, technology changes so much, so often, that we really should be doing these things every 3 years. But our idea of when we build something, we want it to be able to scale, and that's exactly what we still have. So the idea behind what we're going to do is to really look at the user-friendliness of the site. We need to relook at all of that. We also need to look at the layout, the overall layout, and just making sure that when someone comes to that site, that they can find information easily. You know, I've been listening to this session today. I've heard different things that the citizens want. And that's really just, you know, how do we map that out? And a lot of what we do, a part of our web builds are about what we call the navigation architecture development. And that is really to determine everything that goes into this website, how is it all laid out, how do we wireframe that? And that's part of the work that we're going to be doing on this next go around. So if that proposal gets approved, that is going to be part of our scope of work, along with the redesign, the new layout. It is already mobile responsive, so anytime you look at it on a laptop, you look on a screen like that, you look on a mobile phone, it does condense down and expand out however it needs to. So that's been in place for 5 years now. So anyway, so I'll kind of leave it at that, and then if any council member wants to ask any questions, I'd be happy to answer those.
Thank you. Okay, so you said that you have submitted a proposal.
Correct.
And, Monique, what was the amount on that proposal?
$4,000.
Okay, so that's $4,000 to reconstruct our website?
Not necessarily, like, because we're basically going to scan the site. We are going to look at how things are laid out on the site and reposition if need be. We're also thinking about new call to action that might need to be maybe more prominent. Again, it's about how can we make it easier for citizens of Kirby to get the information they need or to submit something that they need to submit to council. Those are the things that we were going to, talk about today, I think, and then obviously those things that we want to basically build out in the new website.
Okay, so basically $4,000 to rearrange it. Is that what you're saying?
And redesign. Okay. And
I guess some of the functionalities that we talked about in our discussion was, one, we need to update the stock photography.
Yeah.
In that, so they could be changed out more often. To have some call to action icons. Like when you look at a lot of municipal websites, there's the call to action icons across the middle, which are the more prominent things that people are often looking for rather than having to use the drop downs. We talked about fillable forms. So like right now we have forms that are like in a PDF version that you can click on. The only one that's fillable is our employment application. You fill it out and automatically comes to us. So we talked about making like permit applications and various other applications that are on the site fillable as well. And then just some other updates, graphic design things that we talked about. Our public notice section is where staff is the majority of the information, because again, that is something that we don't have the technical ability to do a lot of those things. So that's the easiest place for us to put information. But we have kind of messed up that page, I guess, in my opinion, because we've added stuff just down. It goes down more beyond what they created it to do. But again, that's because we have to put the information somewhere.
Well, instead of having that page getting longer and longer, can't you just put like sub pages and just put have links to it?
Or additional drop downs?
Yeah. That's what I hear. Okay. Or that's where some of those call to action things would be, like having you go scroll down a little bit.
Those are calls to action, those two buttons on the left hand side, and even the visuals that you see right below that, those are also calls to action. Again, it's just about the placement or the design of the elements themselves, what has priority, and keep in mind too that this was developed in 2016, and we're now in 2021, and the other part of this is that we do maintain, but we maintain at a very minimal level. The only maintenance that we perform on this site, beyond just making sure the site's always up and running and doing, performing, is the audio for council meetings and uploading that. Because I know there's budgetary constraints, and, so with other clients that we have, we actually take care of websites and we're paid on retainer for a certain number of hours, and we basically take care of everything on a website. And we also, will position or do things on a monthly basis to keep that website fresh. So we just haven't had that opportunity. Again, just, I would say, due to budget constraints about, how much money you'll have every year to be able to put toward a website.
Okay, so let me ask you this again.
Sure.
Because I just want to be very, very clear. So you're saying 4,000. Is it 4,000 plus add-ons, or is it 4,000 across the board to redesign the whole thing?
So I laid out in the proposal that we're going to create a how-to-why area. Again, it's for the ease of for that citizen to go in and get what they need. So those are calls to action. A redesign of council agendas and meetings page. A redesign of the public notices page. A redesign of the budgets area. We talked about with the city manager addition of animal services or code enforcement page. The online payments is a third party right now, so that's just really a link out that's going to happen. The event calendar can be updated. It is already robust, but again, I think it needs to be skinned a little better than what it is, and I think that's kind of transformed over the years. We talked about just having the pay by phone option, so that's something that I would need to work with city manager. To be able to integrate that into the site. We already have click-to-call phone numbers, so if you're on your mobile device, you can click the number, and it'll office here at City Hall. There's a search feature that we talked about that we saw across a lot of city websites. And again, it's about that usability factor. So we want to make sure that that citizen can just enter in a key term in that search and get information based on that key term that they're putting in there. And that is what that search does is it actually crawls only your site and will pull up any content with that keyword that has to do with that keyword.
Yeah, because right now that search doesn't work. You can type in calendar and it pulls up True Vision Church.
Yeah, so True Vision Church, that post that happened in 2018, there's probably the word calendar.
I understand, but I can't pull up the city calendar on the city website by typing in calendar.
Okay, so the city website, or I'm sorry, let me pull up and I can show you. All right,
that is my biggest pet peeve.
So if you scroll down the bottom, or not to the bottom left,
well, back to the top of the page.
Right there. There's a calendar feature.
I'm aware. But if you go off of that and come back, it's not there. You have to tag the city of Kirby Steele in order to get that back on my computer.
Sure. So
yeah.
What are we trying to do?
But I can't do a search and pull up computer. I mean, sorry, pull up calendar.
Well, that's an easy fix because we can throw it up in the navigation as part of one of the drop-downs. Okay. Again, at the time when we developed this, this was signed off by council, city manager, everyone that was on board at the time. And again, things change over time. We haven't touched this in 5 years, really. We've just been adding to it based on the audio and information, the meeting minutes that we do pretty much every week, I mean every month. So that's kind of where we're at.
Okay, I understand everything that's going to be done. And please don't take this at any disrespect, but I think you gave me a politician answer. You told me everything we were going to get, but I asked you if this is 4,000 period or 4,000 plus addition.
So it's 4,000 based on the proposal that I sent based on those items. And I did talk about the restructure, the redesign, the relayout, things like that. So we do, when we talk to this team, do you have plans to redesign and kind of bring it up to today, so to speak? So that's part of what we're doing. That is the cost. Now, the only time that cost would ever change is if you all come to us and say, you know, oh, we now want this third-party payment system. We actually want that integrated, so you all have to code that and integrate it in the site. Well, that's how we go.
That's what I wanted to know.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes.
Monique, when do we get to see the proposal?
Well, that's what I was going to say. I didn't get it. I know we had a meeting we talked about this in, but I didn't get it. Otherwise, I would.
Yeah, because I know you would. I think I sent it a week after we met, and then I sent another question. You were asking me for kind of like, what are y'all going to do? And I said, I thought I sent you the proposal, but here it is again.
Yeah, I didn't get that email.
Okay. I can send it again. Yeah, definitely.
Well, I think that we should table this and bring this back next meeting since you did not get the proposal.
Well, actually, what we were doing tonight, this is some discussion I said that he and I started a month or so ago. And then last meeting, council members did request a discussion about the website. So I wasn't asking anybody to approve anything tonight because we don't even have $4,000 or $1,000, $80,000 set aside for the website. This was just a discussion about what people want, so that we can get those ideas, make sure what he and I discuss about upgrading is the direction council wanted to go in, you know, talk about whatever options we have. So we're fine to have that discussion tonight, and then we can look at proposals next meeting.
Okay.
All right.
That works
for me. Thank you so much, sir, for your time, and thank you so much for coming out to speak to us tonight.
Yeah, thank you, council. Thank you for the time.
Thanks for having the patience to wait.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
I will open up 9I.
Well, we haven't had any discussion about anything.
Oh.
Well, I'm sorry.
Is it okay if we have a discussion?
Yes.
But we want to. What we want to look for. Patty handed out some things I had looked up. I looked up several different websites that handle just cities, just government entities. Some of them actually give you instructions on how to do things. so that you don't have to pay a webmaster to do it. In the process of doing that, I realize we're on a small budget, if we have any budget at all, and if we have to wait until we approve a new budget, that's fine. But I think we should look into what do we want. We need to make an outline of the things that we really want on our website that we don't have now. What do we need to do to get that? And do we really need to pay $4,000 for something that is not going to get new additions because we have to pay extra for them? Okay? Can we look at doing it ourselves with maybe an intern from Alamo Community that's about to graduate? I mean, we could use somebody part-time who's into this and he's current up on this kind of thing. It would be a process of developing our own site, but it would also be cost-effective. It would be part-time. It would be, I think it would be easier.
But are you saying that we wouldn't update the one we got now? We would build
our own. No, we would update the one we have now, but we would have somebody come in and help us build it.
Yeah.
Specifically the way we want to do it without the big overhead cost, if you understand. I don't want to step on your toes or anything. I'm trying to be budget conscious as well.
Yeah,
I mean, we have people in town that may be in computer science and need a start, and that would give them something on their resume. It would be cost effective for us, and he could teach somebody in the office too what he's doing, maybe.
So right now there's a builder on the back end of the website. That's how I believe Matt has been able to kind of update to some degree. In fact, I did forget to mention in our proposal there was a CMS, another integration of a better builder that is now more robust, more features, and we would be able to train any staff on that so that after we were done with the build, you guys could manage the site on your own.
Okay.
So I would just, I would caution. I've been in this business for, since 2006 in the ad business. I've been a marketer since I got out of college in 1997. And I've seen a lot of where, this person has a friend or this person's boyfriend does this. And what happens is you cannot rely on someone to do that because they will not stay loyal to you. This is my business. I have a team of employees behind me. And then in my office, this is what we do day in and day out. We are marketers. We all come from different marketing backgrounds, and we will take care of the site. Again, I know it's a cost. I get it. I run a business. I need to, get revenue into my company to pay for employees that I have on staff. But the website, after we're done, we will have that opportunity to train anyone on staff that is willing and make sure that we train them the right way so that moving down the road, there won't be any of that mistake, going down. So we'll try to limit that if you all give us the opportunity.
Okay. Thank you. Can we entertain some reaching out to some of these other websites that do the same thing and see if they can give us a...
Yes, I've done that as well.
Okay.
So just, for an example, when he and I started the discussion, there were some other city sites that we looked at as examples. Many of them have a very similar look because municipal websites, a lot of them are run by one company called Civic Plus. So I've worked with Civic Plus at other municipalities. Locally, we've got Selma, Shirts, Converse, a few other cities that use them. They're pretty expensive. But I reached out to them and got a cost estimate, anyway, just to kind of give us an idea of what we're dealing with. So Civic Plus ran analytics on our current site, looked at the number of pages and tabs and some of the designs that we were interested in. They said it would take 4 months to develop, and it would be $22,500 for year one. And then every year to host it and manage it, it's $4,725. And that was just the middle-of-the-road package, not the the most advanced package. They have three levels, standard, premium, and ultimate. So that was the middle-of-the-road premium package. package. So that's just kind of like the going rate. I mean, I know there are some others that I can get some additional quotes as well, but I personally feel like, yes, the site needs some update. But I think that we do get very good service from Public Alliance, and it would be much more reasonable. So we have no money budgeted now, but I think if we were looking to do this, that would be more reasonable. They're also a local company that we're able to, you know, get in touch with more regularly. I also feel like a lot of the things that are currently on the site are things that people are asking for. They are there. There may just not be as easily accessible or able to find. So I think that playing that up might help the issue as well, because I've not heard several things that people say are not on the website, but they are. No, they're not, where you can just type in the search and they pop up, but they are there. So I think that may, you know, help. But I just wanted to know kind of what costs are looking like for this.
I have to wonder if it's 22,000, you said?
22,000.
How come you can do it for four?
So when we first met, we met Tim, who was the city mayor at the time, and we met city manager Monique Vernon. We were a smaller company 5 years ago. Our company has been around since 2011, when my older brother and I started the business. And so we were able to drop costs because there was really no staff, that many staff with us. So, and today, you know, when Monique came to me the last time, because of the working relationship, you know, it is a loss for us, but we realize that the budgets are small here, or they have to be smaller. So that was my kind of coming back to you guys to work with you to give you something that you need and want, you know.
Okay.
That's really going to benefit the citizens. And because I think that's over the course of time, that's what I think we've heard, you know, that the citizens want something specific, you know, and again, when it comes time for us to update or do, well, that's the cost too. And then sometimes there's not money available for us to do things. So I've been wanting to nurture this site, you know, since we had it. It's just, again, budget constraints kind of don't allow that sometimes because they're limited.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I'm kind of curious of what, Councilwoman Street, I'm curious of what would you like to see at it. I mean, when you say make an outline, I mean, so obviously you feel that there's some things that you would like to see. What, like what?
Well, we need to fix the search bar. That makes me insane. I mean, that just makes me crazy. Not that I'm already crazy, but the calendar, things aren't posted on the calendar like I would hope they would be. I can't plan ahead to go to a meeting because it's not on the calendar until Monday of the week it's there. I can't plan on Sunday for my week because I don't know if P&Z is meeting that week and I can go. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Last week, P&Z had a meeting on Monday. It didn't get posted until Monday. It was not there on Sunday night, and I couldn't go.
And that really has nothing to do with them. I mean,
well, I don't know who does it.
Yeah, we post the meetings that we charge in advance, so when they're scheduled, the posting goes up simultaneously. The only ones that are only reoccurring are, you know, the ones we know for sure we're going to have council meetings. But that's an easy fix. I mean, if you all wanted us to put on there every single reoccurring date, it would be there. But if they don't have a meeting,
well, each
it's still going to be there.
At the end of an EDC meeting, we plan for the next meeting. We know when the next meeting is supposed to be. So why can't it already be on the calendar? That's what I'm asking. Yeah. Because if you have to change it, that's fine. You know, if you have to cancel it, not a problem. But, yeah, that's the kind of thing I was looking for because I don't know when the next planning and zoning is or crime control or I don't even know when the next EDC meeting is. So
something like that, that's something the city, that's something that you can do.
Right.
Okay. So, okay.
Okay.
Okay. The drop downs, that's something else. There's not a lot of information. You have to know where the budget is in order to find it. You have to go through all the pages and find, you have to hunt for it. There are a lot of things that you have to hunt for. And like you said, that's on the website, you just don't know it's there. But that's because I don't have a drop-down that takes me there. So I've been through the whole website, and I'm like, oh, I trip over something. Wow, I didn't know that was there. Why is it there? Kind of thing. I think it needs to be rearranged a little bit so some of the categories make more sense, and we need to add more drop-downs so that you can find it without having to scroll to the bottom.
I guess I'll let you speak to that, like the number of clicks.
So, I mean, that is part of the architecture.
Okay.
And that is obviously something that we can discuss and figure out, you know, how everything's going to lay out or drop down. If that's something of importance, definitely we need to bring it to the forefront.
Okay.
So that was part of our discussion as well. That's part of the whole redesign, the re-layout kind of thing, the architecture, yeah. What we're not going to do is, we're basically taking the content that's already there. As Monique said, the content is there. It's just bringing it to light. You know, how do we shift things to make it more prominent? Because like a calendar, for instance, maybe that should be in the navigation. You know, we had a big call to action area in the middle of the site, but maybe that doesn't do it for you anymore. So we can shift those things, and that's part of the work that we want to do.
Okay. Also, is there a way to add interaction on, she was talking about the forms that you, she wants to put on there that you can fill out for permits or whatever. Citizen complaints, or this was talked about, I asked if this was something that people would like, a pothole list.
Yeah.
Okay, where you can just get on the website and put the address or the intersection where there's a pothole that needs to be fixed. And then maintenance could, when they fix it, check it off or cross it out or something so they know it's been done.
Sure.
Could that be included in what we want?
Yeah, I think that would be included in the form.
Okay.
So again, so we looked at all the forms. I think there were 8 or 9 or something, could be even more.
Well, then to report a problem would be where that.
Okay. Okay, is there anywhere that could take that and put it on a list, like a spreadsheet kind of thing, I guess. I know how that works. And you just get to see if it's already been reported, the one you want to report.
So,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I believe so. So basically, we would create a separate form for that purpose only.
Yes.
Okay, so once someone submits the information, their name, their email, the address, or we could put in those fields, once they submit the information, it goes to whoever on staff, and then on the back side, we can export the list, which is really a CSV or an Excel file. It would have all of that data per citizen right on a list for you. So that can't happen. So it really would be done in forms.
Okay.
We plan to build out.
So I don't want to sound like a broken record. So that would be 4,000 plus, right?
Oh, so we have a list. right now, I forgot where all those forms are. Did you know where all those forms were? There's several. I think there was 8 or 9.
So the development tab, there's the ones for all your permit-related items.
Okay, yeah. So, and then scroll to the bottom. It's on the right. Right there. So a lot of those right there are PDFs. So the problem with that is that a citizen has to click it, fill it out,
and then scan it,
and email it, or bring it physically to you guys.
Yes.
So my idea was we need all of this to be form filled so that you get it electronically and it's stored in the website. And at any point in time, if you want to export the list, you can. And it would be done again in CSV or Excel format.
Okay.
And that would be the idea. So I think this is just one more, and I'd be willing to put that into that.
Okay. I have one more thing that might cost money, so I'm going to ask, and you can tell me.
Okay. Is it a lot of money?
I don't know. I have no idea.
That's right.
It would be no money.
Would we have the ability, would you have the ability to put a link that you could tag to go to the recorded, not audio, the video of the city meetings?
Oh, absolutely. So,
is that an expensive thing?
No, because you're just linking out.
Yes.
Yeah, you're just really linking out. What I would suggest is to build a YouTube channel and build that out, and that way everything can be embedded into the site very easily, or you're linking out to the videos.
Right. And if you remember, our IT people came in last year, early last year, and told us that same thing, that we could create, you know, a YouTube channel for people to subscribe to, link it to your site, and that's where they could be uploaded. They also talked about, you know, the functionality of what you could use the video with. They were kind of expensive at that time. We sent them talking to the IT folks about what are some other options that are out. They came in a few weeks ago and tested a camera here, a camera you can buy through Logitech for about $1,000 that you can connect through Zoom that will record your meetings and can help you with that way to the link. But I remember that the challenge with us at that time, people wanted them on the site. That's a storage issue for us. So that was why they recommended it. Link it out.
So if I can speak to that, so one of the things you do not want to do is carry a lot of weight on your site. What I mean by that is you don't want to upload video after video after video after video. I mean, the audio is already one thing. We compress those files and we break them down as much as we can without losing the integrity of the sound. Video is a lot more complicated and it's still going to be very robust and big. And the more video you put on a site, it's going to slow you down. So when you look at that, it's going to be site the page speed that are going to not load very well. And what happens when a page doesn't load, people go off and jump off and go somewhere else. Yeah. And you don't want that. So the recommendation, again, would be put it on YouTube, let them house the data, and we basically embed the links or link out to those specific videos. That would be the easiest
way.
Thank you very much.
Do we know how many people actually even visit our website? I'm not talking about pay the bill for the water. I mean, actually just visit. Do we have those numbers? Because I'm curious, do people really even,
I mean, are they looking? I just send the information. I don't know what the last number was. I don't want to speak out of turn, so I'd rather just go back to my office tomorrow, and I can send Monique an email with that information. We have it all.
And the proposal.
Yeah, because I definitely would just like to know the numbers because, I mean, I understand 4,000 and plus, like I said, we can do add-ons and, you know, get a little more costly, but I'm just saying if people aren't really
using
the site in the first place, to be honest, I mean...
I think people are using the site.
I mean, no, I'm not saying they could be using the site, but, for instance, as earlier, when you were here, you heard that some residents... Their stuff was already on the site. They just didn't know.
Right.
So, and that could be just not, taking your time to search.
So that's what Susan was saying. She just wants it user-friendly, especially mm-hmm. with somebody like me who's not computer literate, you know.
You want a simpler bundling system.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we just need the search to work. That would
that would
make so many other things
easier. Yeah.
Work.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Okay.
All right, we'll send us that information.
Are we done with 9H?
Yes.
I'm good for now.
Okay, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you
very much. We will now move on to 9I, presentation and discussion on the City of Kirby health permits and food handling requirements. I will turn this over to City Manager.
Is there any citizen participation on this?
Just so you know, we use... Environmental Health Group, which is a women-owned business in the San Antonio area. They are our contract health directors. We pay them $1,100 a month, and that includes them doing inspections on food establishments, bars, daycares, adult daycare centers, school kitchens, and that type of thing. So they were not able to be here tonight, so I wanted to inquire from them what I understood Councilmember Salazar and Kirby to be, which was about people preparing food at home. So that falls, some of those things fall under what they call the cottage law in the state of Texas. So they sent a PowerPoint presentation. We have a copy of it in your packet as well. They also sent a checklist, some frequently asked questions to look at. So Patty, you really kind of go through this. What they wanted us to know is that, you know, cottage food production operations is defined as an individual operating out of the individual home. For proponents to set an individual's home, a baked good that is not a time and temperature control for safety food rules hold as such. So basically kind of to elaborate on that a little bit in that that applies to specific types of food preparation. And I went to the Department of State Health Services website, and they have a frequently asked questions section on there. And I thought that was very helpful to kind of point out what some of those at-home preparation food items are. You can go to that next slide, but there's an extensive list of things that you can prepare at home that qualify under the cottage law. There are things like candy, coated and uncoated nuts, roasted nuts, butters, fruit butters, and canned jam or jelly, fruit pie, dehydrated fruit or vegetables, including dry beans, popcorn snacks, cereal, granola, dry mix, frozen raw, and uncut fruits or vegetables. Other items is additional items that like pickled fruit or vegetables, mustard, coffee, dry tea, herb mixes, different plant-based canned goods. These are the food items that basically fall underneath that requirement.
So basically non-refrigerated items.
That definition includes, you know, anyone who has an annual gross income of $50,000 or less from the sale of those items. So if you're preparing them at home and you're making less than $50,000, that qualifies. Sell foods produced directly to consumers and deliver products to the consumer at the point of sale or another location designated by the consumer. So, for example, you couldn't be packaging it and selling it to a restaurant establishment for them to go out and sell somewhere else. You have to be selling it directly to your patrons. And I don't think it's up here, but there is within the frequently asked questions, they talk about things that do not fall under that operation. And they are things like meat, you know, fish, shellfish, fresh cooked meats, raw meats, sprouts, fresh cooked cut vegetables, fruit, those types of things. So I just said temperature control, you know, items for the most part. There's also specific requirements that you have to place on that food. So that last highlighted section there is that the food must be packaged and labeled, and it has to say this food is made in a home kitchen and is not inspected by the Department of State Health Services or a local health department. That way the consumer knows you know, that they are purchasing it from you and you prepare it in your home. So again, some of the takeaways that they want us to be sure we understood is that no sales to retailers, must sell to your end consumer. Can sell at events and farmers markets, that is allowed. You can sell limited food items only. So again, the things that fall within the cottage law production list, must label all the foods sold accordingly, and you must have food handler training. Now, we used to have here in the city of Kirby, our health inspector would come here every 2 months and teach an in-person food handler school. We did away with that because they went to online training, which is readily available. Anyone can go to the state website. You can pay, say, $7 to get a food handler card. You have to take that even if you go work at fast food. So that's something that anyone who's interested in being trained can go online and take that course. Get your food handler's permit. And then those cottage law protected items are not subject to licensing or inspection. So if someone says that they got sick from buying something out of a person's home, we will not call the city for the health inspector to go over there. That is not regulated by us. So you would need to contact the state if you feel like, you know, there's an issue there. But again, we don't get involved in that. So we are not regulating any local businesses that fall under this law. Now, one of the things that came up is if you are barbecuing in your home and selling that out of your home, that is not protected by the cottage law. That is going to require you to go to get some additional state licensing and permitting. And so, again, that would best place to get that would be to go to that state website and see what those requirements are to obtain the appropriate licensing and permitting that you need. The city of Kirby only handles permitting active food establishments. So fast food restaurants, the sit-down restaurants, they are required to come here annually and update their permit. They get inspected annually. They also get inspected if there's an issue. We get health reports every month if they need to go and re-inspect something or if there's a complaint. So when you get a restaurant manager, let's say restaurant X, someone says they feel like they got food poisoning from restaurant X, we will send the city of Kirby health inspector to restaurant X to inspect them. if they have climate issues, they can be shut down temporarily until that issue is resolved. Or if Restaurant X fails to update their annual permit, they can be shut down temporarily until that is updated.
Do we do the ones on wheels also?
Yes, so like a food truck.
Right.
Food truck, yes.
We do that.
Okay. Now, if a person has a licensed mobile food business, they can have a license, you know, from the state to have that mobile business, and all they have to do is come in and provide that information.
Right.
But if they want to be stationed here, you know, like we've had those before. This is a food truck that is always stationed here in Kirby at this location. Right.
Well, you know, when I first brought this up, the concern wasn't so much for the food trucks and all that. The concern was the cottage loss. And I know that a lot of people, and nor did I, to be frank with you, I did not know what the rules were. It wasn't until a young lady posted... I know the gentleman over here probably got his information from Kirby Community, which was all incorrect. The young lady that did post the correct information when they showed me the post, I went and looked up the law. And my only concern was for people who were doing this to make sure that they had a food handling permit or above. That's all. So like that, they're aware if anything happens, you know, out of their food, they won't be held liable, or their liability won't be as great. Not only that, if you have one of those permits, people are more adept to buy from you because you are following the rules set forth by the state of Texas. Now, I know you wanted to know, well, who are these people that got sick? I may be privy to that information, but I'm not privy to tell you, in accordance to HIPAA, I cannot release that information to anybody here. That's going to be up to them to tell you. Now, there was another question on there. Did they file a complaint? Like Monique said, you need to call the state health department because they are required to take all the complaints and the resolutions and keep them on file just in case you want to know. But as far as the people are concerned, yeah, I know I got ragged upon, but that's none of your business unless they release it to you or unless you have a medical release. And I'm not a doctor. But they came to me with a concern. I came to the city with a concern because I didn't know what the rules are. All I'm saying is, from the last meeting, of course my words got twisted. From the last two meetings when I brought this up, not only did I encourage people to go out and sell their craft, I mean, and, you know, it is an art. Culinary is an art. I encourage that they do that. I encourage that they make as much money as they want. And I also say I'm going to participate in it if I feel that your food is safe. I'm going to buy from you. You know, but it wasn't said like that on that site. So here again, I'm going to reiterate. Get your licenses or your permits that you need. That's all that we are concerned with. Tell the people of Kirby that you're concerned with their safety and that you're doing everything you can to understand how not to taint your food or accidentally taint. Nobody said that they did it on purpose. You know, food gets tainted easily. But if you have the knowledge of not tainting that food, then people are more comfortable buying from you. And that's all I was asking. So now that we know that there are requirements from the state for you cooking from your kitchen, there are requirements. And a lot of people didn't know that. And the only, and you know, we were talking about the site, the computer site. I think we may just put something up there about that. That, you know, you're required to have a food handler's license, you know, and it would be better if you have the next level permit that shows that you know how to run a commercial kitchen, even though
you have to have one in order to do that.
Yeah, but you don't. No, you don't have to have a commercial kitchen
to
have a permit.
You have a commercial kitchen in order to move to the next level.
But anyway, all we're looking for is compliance and get a health permit so the people of Kirby know that you're responsible enough to let them know, hey, I've already been trained in this. My food is clean and it's packaged. And talk about packaging. We forgot one main labeling on there. Is they have to be labeled for any allergens. You know, people are allergic to peanut butter. People are allergic to peanuts, soybean, milk, eggs. That has to be on the label, besides being on the label stating that it is not made in the kitchen, inspected by the health department. That's all we're asking. We're not asking, and I encourage everybody to go out there and cook, get out there and, you know, make their money. We're, you know, there was an, I believe there was another comment. Well, they're just doing it because they want to tax us. Trust me, under this law, a municipality cannot tax a person's income coming out of this. The only people that are going to tax you is when you report your income to the IRS. That's all. That's all.
And I mean, just one other area that I want to mention because this comes up often is a temporary food establishment. So, for example, if you know Little League or 4-H or some kind of nonprofit food wants to sell food items at a festival, that might not be something that you want to rent on a basis, but they do have to come to the city of Kirby and get a permit for a 1 or 2 day event that they're going to have. So they pay a fee to the city for that. And again, we're not making a profit off of that. We're basically paying the health inspector to go out and inspect it. They do have to go inspect temporary food setups for that 1 day event. So they have to make sure they're compliant with all of those requirements as far as having appropriate hand washing and sanitation and serving. So if anybody needs a plan to inspect, you can't just set up taco stand in your front yard for
well, see, I wanted to do that down Ackerman, but then Sylvia told me no. But either way, all I want them to do is to be safe. That's all. Get the food. And even with that, they still need food handling permits, right, for the one-dayers and stuff. And we need to be careful, too, over at at the senior center, especially now coming up with this event that y'all are coming up. We need to make sure that they do have their food handler's license. And it's a small price to pay, only $8. And you can get that course done in an hour. Some of y'all make $200 or $300 a weekend doing this stuff. So $8 is a small price to pay to help the citizens of Kirby, and they will believe in your cooking. That's all. I don't think we need any action on this. So
no, Joe, it's not the senior center's responsibility. We have our auction. I mean, our garage sale.
Okay, this is
okay. Well, that's something about, we were just talking about because they're going to be selling food there too.
Yeah,
I understand.
Yeah. But we just want the citizens to be safe, and we want the people cooking the food to continue doing so and make as much money as you can. And if it's that good, I'm buying from you.
Thank you, Councilmember Salazar.
Are you telling me to be
quiet? So basically, are we saying, so I just want to make sure that we're saying
I didn't bring it up.
You can, so for instance, because we have bakers, we have people who barbecue, all that type of stuff or whatever. So basically, there's nothing really, you're saying we can't do anything about it anyways because right. They would have to report it to state, correct?
Yes.
So this is just basically bringing up awareness of...
That's why I wanted
it
on our site.
Awareness.
Yeah.
Okay, so nobody's saying because we don't have control over that. So this is just awareness.
Yes. Right.
Okay.
I mean, because someone is running a full-blown cooking establishment out of their home
that
does not fall under the cottage law,
that's a
difference. Then they do need to deal with
through the city and the state.
What we're saying is if someone wants to report that, you're not going to report that to the city of Kirby.
Right.
You can't send anyone out to deal with that. So You're only going to be able to report that
to the state.
I just want to make sure that's clear, that we're not saying, you know, because we have nothing to do with that.
We're not condoning it.
Yeah,
you're right. Right.
Here we spoke on the issue during the public.
This is what he's...
Okay. You can give him the floor.
Yeah. Can we vote to let him speak?
No.
We
you're
can,
spoken
right?
in public.
But
you
it's the agenda item he was talking about.
Hmm?
You mean if the citizen wants to speak at this, do we have to vote to agree?
Someone would have to make a motion to allow him to come up and speak again because this is not
public here. I move that we allow John
you
to speak.
You put the motion.
I'm
okay.
Yes.
I second.
All right, we have a motion. We have to vote on it, John. We have a motion on the table from Council Member Street and seconded by Council Member Martin. Sorry, it's late. To agree to let Mr. Rodriguez to speak on this agenda item. City Secretary, can you call roll, please?
Council Member Street?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Grant?
Yes.
Council Member Alvinaca?
Yes.
Council Member Salazar?
Yes.
Council Member Breyer?
Yes.
Council Member Martin?
Yes.
Mayor Aldrich?
Yes.
Well, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to speak again. From the very beginning, I said I agree with you as far as the community. I do have experience and all that. My main reason to come here today was to defend my reputation because I worked hard to maintain my, I stand behind my food 100%, my quality. I stand behind it. And that was the main reason why I wanted to come today, just to see who it was.
Yeah, we never said anything bad about you or even the people that were affected. Yeah. Well, you know what? Put your meals on social media. Put your little permit that you have a health a food handle in there, and I guarantee you more people will buy. And I tend to buy, you know.
Yeah, that was the main reason I came.
Right,
just
right.
To make sure I didn't do anything wrong.
You didn't do anything wrong. It just got blown out of proportion. That's all.
So I appreciate the information.
No, thank you. And thank you.
Giving me the opportunity to see you.
Thank you for participating in that.
Thank you.
All right, sir.
And sir, may I ask, what do you sell out of your home?
I do not have to brag or anything, but I do award winning grocery garbage. That's my question. I've been doing it for over a decade.
Okay, not to burst anybody's bubble, but didn't we just go over that is not protected under the cottage law? I just want to be clear on everything.
Oh, no, he said that. He said that from the beginning.
Okay.
Yeah.
The health inspector checked him at the senior center.
Now,
No.
It had nothing to do with your permits. It was totally having to do with the home kitchen. That's all.
You're good to go.
You're good to go, and let us know when the brisket's ready.
Thank you.
All right, stop it.
Okay.
I just had a question in regards to something the city manager said. I want to clarify for you. Like kind of voting that same process.
We would, somebody would have to make a motion.
I make a motion that Ms. Gomez speak.
Second. Okay.
Okay.
We have a motion on the table to and seconded by
either one of them.
Councilmember Greider to allow, what is your name?
Kathy Gomez
to speak. City Secretary, please call roll.
Gomez.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Councilmember Street?
Yes.
Councilmember Mayor Pro Tem Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Alexander?
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Councilmember Ryder?
Yes.
Mayor Alter?
Yes.
Come on up.
Come on up, ma'am.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity. I wanted to kind of touch base on something about, like, I think the tacos out of the front yard or what have you. The reason I'm bringing it up is because my wife and I see that owner went over his good dough. Well, she bakes like he did, but we wanted to bring the city together and kind of, we're trying to get everybody involved, like, you know, how Santa Clara has the Fiesta events coming up in June. So we're trying to get everybody involved, like decorating and like, working on like a contest or what have you with the community. And one of the things we were discussing was like, because last year we did it for Fiesta where we did like a drive-by chicken on the stick when the pandemic just started. So I wasn't sure if we were going to be allowed to do that because I know there's going to be several volunteers that even want to do that. Not to sell or anything like that, but just to kind of, you know, hey, I'm at this address. I'm going to be like, for example, this year we're going to do like fun days, I think. And then like other members of the community are going to do the same thing, like, hey, we're going to offer up this and kind of do like a drive-by thing. And I wasn't sure if that was going to be allowed or anything.
Are you giving it away for free?
Yes.
Well, of course. Yes,
okay. This really applies to your selling.
Okay. You're good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy.
Delicious.
Yes, yes, thank you.
On you.
Now I'm hungry. No,
okay. 9J, presentation and discussion on the City of Kirby's Animal Ordinance Number 02019-865 and Animal Service Department process.
Can I say something? I know that it was your request, right?
Yes, sir.
Can we do that? Can we do this at a workshop instead of sitting here?
Because this is going to be a long presentation.
We're not going to read through the work.
Right.
Oh, okay. No, because. Yeah, because I see the whole ordinance here. I go, man, that's gonna take forever, poor little girl.
Into the microphone, we can't hear you.
Take your mic off, we can hear you.
over everything about the procedures of reading the literacy forms. There's a record form and a dumb form. A record is typical where an animal is coming back and that's not normally, it's more of a connected animal and it's just active and you're not, it's only become weird and it's definitely the
about feral cats.
Okay.
So there is like, yes, I'm sorry. There is, to make it clear, I love all animals. I'm not an animal hater. I love all animals, but there is abundance up there. I have like cat conventions on my porch. Like, it's insane. Like, I'm not joking. I came out one time, and luckily my dog was behind me, but there was like probably like 10 cats on my porch. It terrified me. It was weird. But I just don't understand, like, I know, like, so you can catch, so a dog, you catch a dog, a stray dog, if the dog shows any aggression or whatever, then, you know, the dog could be possibly put down or so, like that. But some of these cats, these feral cats, they're not nice, friendly, so why are they just released in the wild?
You're trying to catch a cat?
But I'm saying, like, so why, I'm just saying, like, even just around here, there's abundance of.
So when you trap the feral cat, you fix them and then you release them, I think is what she's trying to say.
If we have to find ourselves in the case, if we have the funds. Normally, right now, because we did not get that grant, we're still funding for the department.
Okay, so what are we doing with the cats that we catch that are feral? Huh?
So we, but you are, so you guys are trapping cats?
Okay.
Okay. And do you have any with the feral cats? The reason I'm asking because there's just even just around here, there's probably different colonies, I guess, and they're obviously not. I don't know the proper term. They're fixed, or so they're having babies constantly, kittens are constantly getting popped up, and they're getting ran over and stuff too. You know, so what? So what can us as residents do about that? I mean, because I know people are feeding these cats. Like, they're feeding them, but they're not caring for them, really.
So, there's no easy answer to that. In the ordinances, the three-hour cats are allowed to roam, and they don't have to follow the same laws as other people.
Right.
So, does the pinpointed towards the person who's feeding them is the care issue. So, my suggestion is to change the ordinance, but I don't have that right, only because it's the same.
Okay.
I'm going to go back to this concept of the trap new return program. So, if you look at the ordinance on page 14 of the ordinance, section 91.10, talks about that trap new return or TMR program. So, the city had a grant a few years back that gave us a couple of years worth of facilities to put them in trapping nets. The city can actually trap them, neuter them, and then return them. And kind of the purpose of that is to prevent them from, you know, continuing to populate. We have not, like, actually been able to receive that within the last few years. So now, you know, we're limited in our ability to do that. If we just continue to pick up all the cats, they go into the shelter and overpopulate the shelter, and then we don't have the ability, you know, like, staff to be able to manage that. So what we're trying to do is adopt them out, work with, you know, local pet stores when they have adoption events or adoption activities. I know we had a cattery at one point at Central to just try to help with that process. But, you know, yes, there are going to be a significant number of feral cats, but that is kind of the idea. Did you allow them to roam? Because we can't just pick up every cat no matter where to put them.
No, I get that. I get that. I'm just not. I'm not saying. Well, these technically aren't some people. These aren't actually their cats.
Nope.
Like, they're just. They're letting them. You know. I mean. Okay, I just wanted to touch on that feral cat situation. That's my pet peeve. Okay.
We'll get you a page.
We want them to adopt, so.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
This is for the
cat owners.
Okay.
And the
Thanks. I had a lady come to me today about her neighbor's dog at night. It barks all night long. And she said she's called the police, and they went to the wrong house. But she says it barks every night. It keeps her awake. And the police can't get to the backyard to hear the dog. She is tethered. She says it's tied up. And I told her, just keep calling. They'll find it one day, one thing or another. You know, but... She said it's to the right of her house, if you're looking at it. And she was here speaking earlier. But she says it just barks all night. You know, it can't sleep. That's what I told her. I said, just keep calling. That gets it eventually. Actually, what is there a fine for the repeat offenders for hitting out?
Oh, yeah.
Is there a fine for repeat offenders?
Yes. So, when an animal is incompetent to the system and they have to pay for the animal, starts out with $25 fee. So, they have that animal, it goes up to $100 each time that animal is incompetent. Also, they can receive citations for public nuisance, running of large, nursing residents, facilities, and other chief saving different animals. Which all those that are dimensioned for.
they got this rooster over here, don't they?
So I don't know how to say this, a repeat offender of a rooster, I mean, do you guys pick, do you pick it up, or?
So, like I said, it starts at $200, it goes all the way up to $2,000, so that would be up to the judge how much he wants to find.
It's their responsibility to get rid of the rooster, right?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll give them a time frame.
No, he's been a rooster.
No, I'm just saying, I know there's a rooster that wakes me up every morning. I hear it. So I just figured it's been there for
years.
Years, so, you know.
No.
It's probably grandfather again, right, Tony?
Okay, got it. Okay.
It belongs to Charlie.
Okay.
That's his problem.
Livestock shall be at minimum visit of 1,000 feet for every building structure. There's only one property in the entire city that's allowed to have livestock. So I know that no one would talk about that. I'm just talking about that out there that no other resident thinks that one's for livestock. There's no pigs, no natural horses, none of it.
No pigs?
No.
Okay. No pot belly pigs?
No.
Okay.
If you gotta get rid of a pig, let me know.
Well, I just want to say thank you for everything that you do, because I know it's tough, and I know you have to make tough decisions. I can even imagine, my heart breaks, you know, for those decisions you have to make sometimes. But you know, just thank you for everything that you do.
Yes, I couldn't do what you do. I couldn't. I'd take everybody home.
I've seen her nationally.
I can.
Before.
Yeah, that's
well, thank you.
Yes.
I just wanted to point out that, you know, they operate our shelters with very limited staff.
Yes.
They never completely close down. Someone has to go in every day to clean and feed. And, like, right now, we're operating with one person.
Yes, of course you take donations, but, you know, the main things you need would be, like, the top three, what, cat litter and what food and
bleach, towels.
Bleach,
yes.
Towels.
Yes, time.
Volunteer. Volunteer. Okay.
Thank you.
are we allowed to talk about Petco? Like if somebody purchases, can I say that or no? Okay. So I buy my dog food mainly from Petco, and I noticed like there's a bin, a drop-off bin there. So, you know, if you're in there shopping or, you know, and you want to buy an extra bag of something or puppy pet, whatever, you know, that bin is in there on Petco, the Wood Lake area. So just throw that out there. Do you have an Amazon wish list set up? Maybe that's something we can look into also. Is that okay?
We can check into that.
Okay.
One of the things you mentioned is that we do take cash donations as well.
Okay.
So you call, and there is a specific line item in the revenue side where you can make a donation to that Tina that can go directly to the animal shelter, or you can donate to the animal shelter if you prefer. So there's always that option. You can even donate for specific, you know, if there's an animal that you feel needs something specific, you want to make that donation, we're welcome to work with you now.
And we've had people specifically donate to the Lobo.
Yes, Lobo.
To the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
We just got a copy.
Yay, Lobo. And volunteers, what age can teenagers volunteer? What age is it?
So 16
and
up.
9K, discussion and possible action to approve the City of Kirby Charter Amendment. Turn this over to Monique, our city manager.
So last week, you know that council approved a resolution and the City of Charter Amendment. Our city attorney drafted an order to say council has to take action to approve this order for our charter amendment, and then we can get those and the secretary.
I make the motion we approve the amendment.
I will entertain a motion to approve the possible action of the
government code calling for an order of council.
Yeah, that's it. No.
Approving the charter.
Yeah.
Whatever he said, I make the motion we do it.
You know what? You were going to do this correctly.
Since I read it, I got the motion. Yeah, somebody can take a second.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Salazar, seconded by Councilmember Grant, to approve the City of Kirby Charter Amendment. Any discussion? City Secretary, please call roll.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Councilmember Ryder?
Yes.
Councilmember Street?
Yes.
Councilmember Buckley?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Brett?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem
He said yes. So yes.
Councilmember Alfredo?
Yes.
Mayor Aldridge?
Yes.
9L, update discussion and possible action on Benzingelman Road construction project. We'll turn this over to our Public Works Director.
To bring this back when the project was complete. So we're pleased to be able to say that as of the end of March, Santa Campus Workers did complete the final phase of the road reconstruction project. So this along, thank you for that. That project was 7 phases. It went from Springfield Road down to that end of Benjamin, all the way down to the east of the bridge, or just before the bridge at Friendship Park. And then the city funded the remaining portion that we're calling Phase 8, that last piece to get it to the park entrance. And that was also completed, I believe, in April. So our, just some numbers, our original contract cost was $2.1 million for that project. There was a total of net change orders of -$63,451.71 because we added the guardrail by the bridge, the ones that were placed. We also added some other additional concrete in another area, but then that kind of balanced out, so that's why it was negative. It was a little bit more. And then because they went over the contract date, it was supposed to be 365 days, and they were charged $250 a day in liquidated damages every day they went over. So we billed, or they went in a negative of $145,000.
So we got that back, right?
No, it was money you would never pay.
Okay.
So we ended up with a final contract price of $2,134.21. We had already approved the phases 1 through 3 early on, and the warranty was good for 12 months. That warranty has already expired. So now only phases 4 through 7 are under warranty. And they will be under warranty until March of 2022. So that means if there are any issues, the contractor is supposed to come back out and take care of those plumbing or potholes or curb issues. Now, there is a section in the final page over there at the corner by Ben Zingman and Ackerman that they did their part, but AT&T is coming doing some utility upgrades for the upcoming Ackerman Road project. So they broke that up. So they will come back and repair that sidewalk there near the VFW, the boat shop that they built up. So there's case wondering. We do have to get a final audit on the project because this is a Metropolitan Planning Organization funded grant. So all the paperwork has been submitted to TxDOT, who's the local entity that manages the project for us, and they will let us know what they need in order to audit it. When that audit is complete, TxDOT is going to bill us for their services. That's part of the agreement that you have to take TxDOT their management fees. So those will be the only additional expenses. We've already made our final payment to the contractors for waiving reimbursement for 1-4 reimbursement from the grant. And we'll see later in the budget amendment, we're over budget in the line of payment of contractors because some of those change orders and what we funded this project carrying over a couple of fiscal years that will cause that issue. But you will also see that we've gotten reimbursed for. So that money, there's more coming in to cover what we spent. So we got 80% in the back of what we paid on this project. And that was it. Just wanted to make sure everybody was aware of that was.
Hallelujah.
I got one question though. When Kimberly was on council, she brought this subject up. There at the VFW, where there was a drive right in front,
they took that out. They just totally ran
out. Why did they not put that back in town?
Because in the plan, they built it to the specifications of the design plan, and it was not there in the plan. Because technically, it was never a real driveway. It was kind of something that they made to accommodate it.
So, I'll just wait.
Sure.
Well, because I was going to ask about the Ackerman project. You know, there's people already complaining to businesses about their drive. They want to cut them in half, you know, don't want to give them their full entrance. And it's what's designed, but that they want to fight it. Because it ain't right, and we need to fight it. They need to fight it before it's put in.
Yeah, so when they bring, I guess, your final Ackerman Road plan, that would be the time that you all want to address that, you know, with that agenda item. Final plan approval. Because we will, whenever we hire a contractor, they are going to build it to whatever the specifications of the plans are. And if they took things out, you know, for certain reason.
No.
And that is for the plans that were made was by our engineering firm, right?
Right.
Okay, we'll talk about that later. Okay.
All right, are we?
No, I'm good. I was just making sure.
9M, discussion and possible action on ordinance number O-2021-895, an ordinance amending the 2020-2021 municipal budget of the City of Kirby. This is the first reading.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I am presenting the second amendment for the general fund and water fund. The general fund for revenue increase will be $100,440. In that increase, the revenue for general fund, MPO for transhumanism goes increased by $99,960. That reflects the remaining reimbursement for this project. Revenue number two is Cut Smart Grant that was added to the budget for $250 for the grant received. Revenue number three was law enforcement officers. We call it 3OD, but it's spelled out Law Enforcement Officers Standards and Education Grant. That was increased by $230, three more actual. Expenditures were increased by $44,162. Let me go down to the police department first. The salaries were decreased by $8,000 to cover overtime. Overtime were increased by $10,005 for additional overtime. Police longevity was decreased by $1,101 to cover overtime. Workman's comp was decreased by $904 to help with overtime. Operational supplies was increased by $3,100 for additional expenses. PD special expenses was decreased by $600 to help with between PD 5 through 14. Crime prevention was decreased by $600 to help with radio maintenance. Uniforms were decreased by $3,000 to help with operational supplies. Building maintenance was increased by $4,350 for additional maintenance. Vehicle maintenance was decreased by $2,000 to help with building maintenance. Radio maintenance increased by $600 in case for additional maintenance. Crime lab testing was decreased by $1,500 to help with building maintenance. Surgeries were decreased by $1,000 to help with between building maintenance and travel training. Training and travel lists were increased by $650 to cover required training. That is all the police departments. Fire departments. Salaries were decreased by $30,000 to help with overtime. Overtime was increased by $30,000 for additional overtime. Workman's comp was increased by $8,520 to more actual. Operational supplies were decreased by $5,000 to help with medical supplies. Medical supplies was increased by $5,000 for additional needed supplies. Uniforms was increased by $1,000 for additional uniforms. Bunker gear was decreased by $2,000 to cover uniforms and training and travel. Building maintenance was increased by $468 for additional maintenance. Vehicle maintenance was increased by $3,500 for additional maintenance. Medical and waste disposal was increased by leftover amount of $468, and that is to help donate to building maintenance. Training and travel was increased by $1,000 for additional training. The last thing is the Ram chassis and remount bus truck were decreased by $6,500 to go to vehicle maintenance. That is all for fire department. Animal services, overtime has increased by $2,217 for additional overtime. Workers' comp was decreased by $67 to help with overtime. Fuel and lubricants was decreased by $500 to help with overtime. Building maintenance was decreased by $500 to help with overtime. And last would be training and travel was decreased by $1,150 to help with overtime. We'll go into parks. John Sterling's parking lot was added $19,952 to the overlay and striping of the parking lot that was approved by City Council. The street, the MPO grant, Ben Engelman, was increased by $15,690 of final payment. So that was the last payment for the cemetery construction. So with an increase of revenues of $100,440, an increase in expenses total was $106,052, minus a decrease in all the expenses we've had was $61,890. So that leads to a net effect of $56,278 increase in revenue. If there's any questions about the general fund budget,
I've got a question, Tina. Back over here in the police for the building maintenance increase. What's going on there that needs so much money there for building maintenance? What needs to be done? In the police. Building maintenance increase. I mean, what maintenance we're talking about for that much money in it at the police department? Fine, I just want to know what maintenance was costing that much in the police department. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chemicals were increased by $3,000 for additional expenses. Small tools were increased by $1,500 for additional tools. Wells pump motors increased by $8,283 for additional repairs. Water lines mains increased by $1,200 for additional repairs. Repairs to driveways and sidewalks, they were increased by $2,000 for additional repairs. Training and travel were decreased by $3,445 to help with workman's comp and the wells pump and motor. Well, number three, repairs added was $130,000 for replacing the casing in well number three that was approved by City Council. The dump truck was decreased by a leftover amount of $20,407 to operational supplies all the way through repairs and stuff. Well, number two, the generator and building was added by $78,000 for a used generator and a storage building approved by City Council.
And then the water pipe replacement on Vinecrest, that would decrease by $4,000 to help again with water department for 2 through 7. So number 11 and number 9, those will be in the capital outlay items because they're a big amount and they will have it. So total increase in revenue was $208,000, so that's the same net effect.
Are there any questions? Okay, if there are no any questions, I will entertain a motion.
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we accept ordinance number 0-2021-895, an ordinance amending the 2020-2021 municipal budget for the city of Kirby. This will be our first reading.
We have a motion by Councilmember Salazar and seconded by Councilmember Apodaca to approve the ordinance amending the 2020-2021 municipal budget of the City of Kirby for the first reading. City Secretary, call roll.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes, ma'am.
Councilmember Dreyer?
Yes.
Councilmember Street?
Yes.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Grant? Yes. Councilmember Alvarado? Yes. Mayor Aldridge? Yes. Okay. The amendment has been approved for the first reading. We will move to 9N. Discussion of possible action on appointing up to 4 alternate members to the Building and Standards Commission. Do we have any applicants? Okay. We will now move on to 9O. Discussion of possible action on appointing appointment of members to the Beautification and Recycling Committee. Do we have any applicants for that?
Ms. Patricia Baker.
I'll make a motion. We accept application of Patricia Weber for the Beautification Committee.
Second. We have a motion by Councilmember Martin and seconded by Councilmember Apodaca to accept the application to appoint Patricia Weber to the Beautification and Recycle Committee. Is there any discussion? City Secretary, please call roll.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Alvarado?
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Councilmember Dreyer?
Yes.
Councilmember Street?
Yes.
Mayor Aldridge?
Yes.
Patricia Weber has been appointed to the Beautification and Recycle Committee. I will open up 9P, discussion of possible action on assignment of council member liaisons to the boards, commissions, and committees. We have Animal Advisory Committee, Beautification and Recycle Committee, Building and Standards Commission, Crime Control and Prevention District Board, Economic Development Committee, Planning and Zoning Commission, and the Kirby Senior Corporation Board. These are not board member positions. These are council liaisons that you would attend these meetings and that you would report back to the council at the next council meeting after the committee meetings. Does anybody
take the first one?
Okay, Councilman Grant.
Okay, does anybody have any objections to Councilmember Grant?
I think, to be fair to everybody, we ought to have a blind draw.
No, because some are specialized. Like, I specialize in crime prevention. You know. So I would.
Well, I want the senior center.
And I know.
Then you can't be on that board.
Why?
Well, the senior center has enough volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
To where they have enough people that would fill their board positions. Mm-hmm. And the only reason why the city had council members on their board is because they didn't have enough to meet.
Okay. So.
And if we were going to.
Are they on the list then?
I'm sorry?
They're on the list.
I understand for a liaison.
Right.
But if we are going to have somebody on that board, I mean, put it this way, my preference is to not have a council member on that board and just have a liaison. But if we are going to have a member, a council member on that board, it would go by, and right now I know we have more than two, it would go by seniority.
Yeah, it's going to be a quorum.
I'm sorry?
It'll be a quorum on it.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So you can't be having a quorum.
That's right.
It'll be hard for everybody to, you as a liaison, and then right now you got two or three.
Yeah, but if I'm on the board, why can't I be the liaison?
She's
the
liaison.
Because you don't have to see it. You can be
right.
It
would be one or the other.
Yeah, one or the other, I believe.
Because your non-member is a liaison.
And to be honest, just reporting back?
It's two different positions.
Well, I mean, you know, don't do it if you don't want. I mean, you know, if you want to stay on the board, then stay on the board. If you think you have more power on the board, then.
I don't think that any council member needs to be on the board of the senior center. I think you need the liaison, have that, because there's other committees and commissions and boards that we can represent.
Yeah,
so I don't think that.
We were always told that the senior center is a different.
Separate entity.
Separate
I mean, if you just go from what the special meeting we just had, from what our city attorney said, he even basically said that it's too many people.
It's in the city charter that we have the power to remove and okay members on that board. Remember that.
I'm not arguing. Well, I'm just.
There's a lot of conflict right there.
Why so?
The reason that the council members here, which was Mike Grant and myself, got on the senior center board was because no one else.
There was no volunteers at the time.
So eventually, me and Mike got on there. I think there were four positions open in Thomasville. Me and Mike got on there, because there was no one else. So.
But now we have enough volunteers who would be on the board, correct?
Yeah,
but if the three
of us resign,
then
there's going to be three openings on the senior center board again.
Okay.
Five.
And there's two openings
right now.
That's
right.
But still be enough for them to meet.
Not with a quorum. They have nine.
Mm-hmm. They have five. They have a quorum.
They lose five. They only have four.
But don't they have any other volunteers that would fill those?
Yes.
I don't know.
So we just had the director say yes.
So I have two applications right now. So anybody wants to get off the board?
I think we either all stay on or we all get off.
Well, let's not do it all on one time. You know, you got to give her a chance to, you know, get these people lined up. We don't want to leave her two or three meetings down the line. You can't have a quorum. And of course, Susan, you wanted to be the liaison, right?
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm all for her being the liaison to that.
So, Lenny, how are we going to decide this?
So, what would happen is the city council appoints the members to the senior center board. So, what we need to do is, if Norma has applications on the next agenda, she would need to bring her applications for council to appoint her new board members. At the same time, you can remove the three council members that are on the council board. If that's what you
Do it a little bit at a time so you won't be hurting the senior board.
Five. They can remove five
good with that. We'll get the two on there next time, then we'll all three resign.
And then we have one liaison.
Yeah.
Okay, so Monique, how would you suggest us going about what council member goes for what committee? Because I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm not going to sit here and go back and forth going, I want this, I want that. It's too late for that.
You'll point them.
Well, I've been the liaison for the animal control for about 5 years.
You're now already a liaison for the crime control. There's only three more.
Janisha, which one do you want?
I got the crime prevention. Mm-hmm. I mean, the crime control.
Oh, building and standard planning and zoning. That's what it comes down to.
Oh.
You know,
I mean, I'll take planning and zoning.
Oh.
Okay.
Do that.
I'll take building and standards in it, because I don't know about beautification.
Oh, wow, beautification. Okay.
Well, we can get rid of those cats then. With the beautification.
Okay, beautification. Come in, hey.
You can always swap later.
We can.
Okay.
I think that we can all be in agreement that Susan wants to come over to mine and I can go over to hers on a month. I think we ought to be able to agree to that.
I can do that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll read them off. Okay. So at this time, we've decided, and this is before we've taken a vote, all right? Animal Advisory Committee is Mayor Pro Tem Grant. Beautification and Recycle Committee is Councilmember Greider. Building and Standards Commission is Councilmember Martin. Crime Control and Prevention District Board is Councilmember Salazar. Economic Development Committee is Councilmember Apodaca. Planning and Zoning Commission is myself, Mayor Aldrich. Kirby Senior Center Corporation Board is Councilmember Street. May I entertain a motion?
I make a motion that we accept them. That order as members of Leon.
Second.
To the board. Commission is
I have a motion by Council Member Martin and seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Grant to approve the council member liaisons to the boards, commissions, and committees. Discussion? City Secretary, please call roll.
Council Member Martin?
Yes.
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca? Yes. Councilmember Salazar? Yes. Councilmember Greider? Yes. Councilmember Street?
Yes.
Mayor Aldrich? Yes. Congratulations, guys. We will move to 10A, City Manager Announcements. I will turn this over to Monique.
Okay. So, there's a couple of things, calendar items for you all to be aware of. So, make our departments do holidays, or also offices and schools on that day. Also, need you all to put on your calendar for budget workshops. We will provide you with a full calendar of all of the budget activities we begin in June. But just know that we will have two special workshops, June 10th and June 24th at 6 p.m. That's the day of our regular meeting. So you come in at 6 for the workshop, and then at 7 would be the regular meeting. That's to start the budget discussions, have the departments present what their capital request items are.
That was the 10th, ma'am, and
the 10th of June and the 24th. Of June. The other thing is, I wanted to determine if we can be interested in having a discussion about for the July on the future agenda. We apply for funding from the farmers. Now we can talk as far as being funded because their organization is not comfortable right now with funding large events. If you want to entertain the idea of trying to have that event if you don't have fireworks.
No fireworks, no event, really. is that the parking lot wants to start.
Well, okay, so we're in May. So that would give us basically 30 days to plan something. I don't know about any of y'all, but I don't think that 30 days would give us enough time to plan anything.
Well, not only that, the funding doesn't appear like it's going to be there.
Right. Well, we don't. Even if we don't have fireworks, we could, I don't know, have a...
Well, we can barbecue in the back of my house. We can have hot dogs.
You have to have a permit, yes.
But then also, too, we wanted to be cost... My thing is, we wanted to be cost-effective because, for instance, let's say we do have something like that, we still have to pay the city staff to be there, right? So, I mean, I would say no. I mean, I would think not because...
Well, I think we ought to give it one more year, I think, before we get involved in all that.
Right. I don't
think I know as much as we missed it. I watch the firework display from the back of my yard every year. But I'm just going to have to eat my hot dogs and hamburgers. That's all.
Even if we don't have something like for 4th of July, because, you know, it's we don't have enough time to plan anything. But maybe like in... September or like the beginning of October, we can bring back the margarita pour-off, and we can have like a, you know, we have all these amazing bakers in our city. We can have a bake-off, you know, along with that margarita pour-off, like the first weekend of October, you know, and we can entertain. We can get food vendors to come and set up booths or food trucks to come up and just advertise the you-know-what out of this and try to get, you know, and have our citizens come up and participate. If we do something along, you know, in that time period, we have enough time to plan.
Yes.
Correct.
All right. Well, that is all I have. Okay. We will move to request an announcement. Council Member Salazar, do you have any requests or announcements?
Well, I do have a request. And our citizens have been complaining about our streets for the longest. I even complained about them before I came up here. But, of course, now that I know the process, I'm a little better well-versed on the issue. We have a engineering firm that should have had the plans to Ackerman done way back in January. They should have met with all the utilities and VIA way back in February. When we met, I believe we met with them in March or prior to that. The gentleman came up here and had no answers for us, none whatsoever.
Well, not only that, but he kind of forgot to file the report.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. So what I am asking and what I'm requesting is I'm asking maybe Ms. Vernon can give us a report on the failures of this engineering company that is not allowing us to move forward with this street project. And we have another project coming up. Are we still going to stick with those guys? Now, if we need to bet on a new engineering firm, well, I'm all for that. But we're way behind, and we're going to get more behind on the porchers. So, yes.
Yeah, we're on our third engineer.
Yeah.
With this company.
We need to get rid of them. My
fourth.
Fourth.
And Ford never did this to us.
Yeah. So we need to move on from this firm if that's what we feel. We need to decide as a group. But I feel that it needs to be put on the next agenda for immediate action.
Do you realize the plan is to go to Oklahoma and then come back?
Yeah. So, yeah, just that's all I have.
I've got a friend that works for a large construction company here in San Antonio. He told me he's never heard of them.
Yeah. But anyway, that's what I wanted, and that's all I have. My partner's up next.
Councilmember Greider.
So there's two things that I would like to see hopefully put on the agenda in the future. Well, I'd like to see put on the agenda in the future. the first thing that I'm having, and I've been hearing a lot of concerns, and also we had some residents come in and speak tonight about the drug houses that are in Kirby. So I was brought to my attention. I didn't know that some of these houses have been, from my understanding, been going on for like almost 7+ years, you know. So my thing is, and I know for a fact that, you know, allegedly, I know that there's a drug house on my street. I know that, you know, that the same people frequent from my street to these other streets that the residents brought up. So is there some way we can put on the agenda to see, like, what are we doing? I don't know if there's something in the works, or maybe there's something in the works that we can't just talk about publicly. I don't know. And then somebody else, a resident, had brought up about, do we need to get county involved? Like, how does that work? So I would like to touch base on the drug houses, because it really does need to be cleaned up, because they're just roaming, and, you know, it's not good.
And there's a lot of issues on that, too. You know, we just can't make public.
No, and that's what my thing is. Like, so
yeah,
that's
we need to be careful.
Rather than talking about specific addresses, is that what you're asking?
Yes. Like, what's the process?
An overview.
Yes, and I understand that. I don't know if that would have to be like an executive session or whatever. I'm not sure how that works. That could be out in the open. Okay.
We don't want to be held liable and people saying we're harassing them every time. We understand that the citizens need action. But we can't do it out in the public.
Okay. I just want to make sure that we actually, you know, that they understand that we are trying to... I'm just trying to figure out what's going on with them, because I know, you know, one drug house, I've been in Kirby about 10 years, and they've been there for 10 years. So I'm just, you know, just curious.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So the other agenda item is the drainage on Shamrock and Fox Cross. So I was sent pictures and made aware of this. And I'm not sure if it's just like, I would like to know when the, if there's an emergency or something, you know, if you have waist deep water, knee deep water, you know, they're correct. They can't go to work, you know, they can't leave their house. And unfortunately the rain has been very consistent lately. So, I want to know if there any way with Public Works, can we get that put on the agenda to see, about the drainage, not just particularly for Shamrock and Fox Cross, but I'm just curious about the drainage, because this has been brought up about other areas, about the drainage in the city. Like, has that been assessed also?
Well, that's in the process right now. So we hired Gibler Engineering to approve in this process, but they're working on the drainage assessment plan for the city of Kirby. So when they complete that plan,
can we have a time frame when that list is going to come to us?
Yeah, they just have that. I mean, they're like halfway through that, you know.
It's a 2-year project, doesn't
it? Right, but that phase one, they're supposed to present to us by?
I believe it is the first part of September now.
Okay, and then first part. So should we just... My thing is, because I'm just even kind of wondering, is it like something is like blockage, or cause I don't know how that stuff works.
Right.
Like,
that's still be able to
okay.
There's
a good
okay.
Issues.
And they're going to go like how with the streets, they're going to go from like the worst to, are they going to assess
the
part
of the drainage? They're looking at what is causing the issues, you know, is there really the drainage ditches, they're looking at drainage wells, they're, you know, drainage.
Okay.
You want to have
an idea
to kind of talk about those specific streets? I don't really know.
Well, we'll have to wait for the engineering.
Okay.
Well, I think the situation you're talking about, unfortunately, is beyond what our people can do. That's
but I'm not. Right, but that's what I'm saying. I don't know that.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that is beyond what our public works can do or not, especially for like Shamrock and Foxcroft. I'm not sure. I don't even know. So I say I want to know, has that even been looked at?
Yeah, it's being looked at.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
No, we have, you know, we're aware of that. We're seeing, you know, footage of those issues as well. I mean, we set an item on the agenda next meeting to talk about drainage and the city kind of being involved, and then when they have that report, they'll come and do that.
Would you, Monique, would you put a feeler out and talk to Fort Engineering and see if we can mend that fence or...
Well, what you all would have to do is if we put this item on the next agenda, you would have to make a motion to do a request for proposal for new city engineers. So not allowed to go out and start scoping engineers.
Well, no, okay, that's fine. That's what we need to do.
Yeah, that's what I put it on.
I hear
that. Yeah. So we could talk
about Bruce the engineer is good, too.
Yeah, well, that, there's at least three, right?
See, the thing is, we had a really good deal with Ford. And,
well,
boy, you would get one of the years.
All right, just as long as we can.
I think we definitely need change.
Huh?
Yep.
Are you done?
I want to second what Councilmember Grider said about checking on the drainage issue, so specifically Shamrock and Fox Cross, but yes, all the drainage issues we have. Also, the drug house issue, we need to talk about that and find out what we can find out so we can tell the residents what's being done or if there's anything being done. So that needs to be on the agenda. And then finally, I'd like to send out to get proposals on the website issue to see what items we can put on there that we can afford to put on there with other companies besides Justice Tech, the Public Alliance. I know he's giving us a good deal because he came in first, but I'd still like to look and see what there is out there. Yes. Thank you.
I would like to thank Mr. Ives for all your hard work on the Ben Zingelman Road project. You were out there working hard in the sun and the rain, and I just want you to know that we appreciate you.
Thank you very much, ma'am. I appreciate that. The guys in the Public Works Department, they all support an awful lot of effort for the city.
We'll drag this out to midnight.
No.
We're early.
I want to thank everybody for coming and staying. I have a couple of things I'd like to say. The flag at the park is tethered bad. We need to replace that if we could. Mike, I know y'all been working hard, and the potholes are getting worse. Is the asphalt machine broke, the truck?
No, sir, it is not, sir.
Okay. The reason I ask is because the citizens want to know how come we're not using it, because they feel that we're pouring asphalt in there, and it's not, you know, they say we're not doing a good enough job. And I said, well, let me check to see if the asphalt truck's broke. And I don't know if we can get asphalt or what. You know, they said they're not, it's getting, not getting tapped down in there. And I said, well, let me talk to you to see what the situation is. And I can give them an answer.
So their chief complaint is the fact that the potholes are not being filled?
No, they're getting filled. Okay. As soon as it rains, it's popping out. It's not stained. It's okay. Not getting compacted.
What has been occurring is because the residents have complained, we've attempted... Because the residents have complained, we've attempted to address the concerns of the residents as fast as we possibly can, regardless as to the weather conditions, regardless as to whether or not the potholes have dried out significantly, such that it will allow us to place the new material in there without it coming out very fast, number one. Number two, because of the weather, because we have come in there, we haven't waited for an additional 2 weeks of dry weather to ensure that once we put that hot mix in there, that the rain and the water is not going to push it back out again. And that's what has been happening in the past.
Right.
So while I understand the last couple of weeks, we've got, I've got the whole board. It's probably 2 feet from
right.
The potholes. It's a whiteboard that's
I understand what you're saying.
So I'm fully aware of all of the potholes that we have
that is going to allow me to do them correctly, safely, and where they're lasting the longest, and they're giving you the most efficient time and effectiveness for the money that the citizens spend.
Well, that's their problem. They feel that we're not doing it right. And I understand exactly what you're saying, you know. But if that's the case, let's try to maybe hold off on it until we do. Why spend the money twice on the material?
And, sir, you haven't seen us out there for about 2.5 weeks now because the weather has been so bad.
I understand that. I'm just bringing you the citizens' concern.
Yes, sir, I understand, and that's what I'm trying to explain.
Yeah, I understand it.
Why, at least to some extent, we're also, I have a road project that is the completion of the Vine Crest Water Main project that I have not, as of yet, been able to complete that portion of that water main project because of the weather, because I've been waiting for subcontractors to come in and assist us. The asphalt plant was down for a couple of days. So these are all the reasons. They are not excuses. I can back up everything I'm telling you with no problem. But, of course, we're here to do the bidding of the citizens to the best of our ability.
Right, I understand it.
Okay.
And the reason I'm asking you, I have to address these citizens.
Oh, yes, sir.
You know, I have to give them answers. And I need to find it from the source itself. That's why I'm asking you.
Yes, sir. I understand.
And
that's what I'm saying, that a lot of it is the weather.
Yes, I understand.
Is that I have another project that takes a bigger precedent. And when I say that, sir, that's not to say that your pothole is not a concern for us. It is. But if I have a water main break, sir, I'm sorry, but that, in my opinion, takes more over the pothole.
Yeah.
And the challenge that we're going to do is the next 5 agencies.
Are we?
The next 5 agencies, and that's one of the things to keep in mind when budget season comes around. We are going to have to seriously address that because the turnover is going to continue to be high.
Well, we got another 2 weeks of rain, Mike. So
yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't even be worth the time.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, and like you said, he said he hadn't been out there 2 weeks doing it anyway.
Yeah.
You know.
Your turn. We want to go home.
And that's all I got for you.
No, I just want to understand where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
So that you can point to all of your constituents.
Yeah.
Where I'm coming
right.
from. And it's not that I don't get the complaints from the citizens, whether it's coming from you or any other council member
yeah.
or the mayor or the city manager or just a resident that stops me in the restaurant or the gas station.
Yeah.
Because these people see me, they stop me, we talk with them,
yeah.
I explain to them that I'm doing the very best I possibly can. And hopefully now the ones that don't see me,
yeah.
maybe now those people will maybe have a little bit better idea of where we're at. I know that it's been expressed a lot both to me, Charles Conrad area. Something as simple as some of the large puddles. You have some holes that were knocked down in the drainage ditch where it meets the road.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to get to those either. So there's a lot of things that we are aware of. That we're just doing the very best we can to get to them just as soon as we can.
No, I understand, totally, you know. But I just want to give these citizens an answer of what is the why.
Okay.
And I thought maybe, I know it's because it rained, but I thought what their complaint was, they're putting asphalt or potholes and coming right back up. They're not tapping it. I said, I don't know, I haven't seen it. You know, I cannot give you an answer.
They have been, Ms. Martin, they think the last that I sent two guys out, they took the backhoe, they took the coldings, and they took a vibrating machine, and all of that was in the front bucket of the vibrator.
Right, I've seen that.
So they do pack it in there, they pack it down. Like I say, they do the very best job that they can possibly do.
Yeah. Okay. I don't mean to change up. Why was not the asphalt truck not used then, the hot mix? Whatever you're using the coal mix, coal roll.
Why am I using the coal mix?
Yeah.
As opposed to the hot mix?
Yeah.
Because the limited amount of time that I have available, sometimes I don't have enough time to go get the hot mix. I have to drive
about an hour, 45 minutes, to go get the Hymax. I have to pick the Hymax back up, have to bring it back, and I have to put it in, and I can only have it for that day, maybe half of the next day, or it goes bad.
Yeah.
It freezes up, and I say freezes up, it doesn't really freeze per se, but it gets cold, and then I can't use it anymore after that. So I've got enough potholes, and the potholes have to be prepared. I can't just drive up and dump hot mix in there, vibrate it, and walk away. Especially the large potholes. And I realize that we have a very, very large pothole, if you will, on the corner of Fox Cross and Crest, I believe. It's been there for almost a year. So I'm aware of these things, but I have time constraints. I have personnel constraints that I'm dealing with. So once again, the area that I'm talking about with respect to the Fox Cross, it's not significantly bad enough for me to do anything right then.
Yeah.
I have a bigger pothole that's deeper on Old Seguin. So that takes a little bit more priority as far as I'm concerned. But if you all would like to correct me, well, that's true. I'm sorry. But
I just wanted to explain to them why, you know, the asphalt is going in, it's coming right out because the rain and everything is not factored
up. You're beating a dead horse right now. And you want to go home.
We know why it's not working.
We know why it's not working.
I want to make sure it's straight when I tell them. And I got one other item. Maybe two. No, just one. I think we need to start having town hall meetings. As you see tonight, a lot of people come with concerns.
Well, that's why we have
to I think we need to start having them maybe at the park. And I'm going to have them, whether y'all want it or not.
Well, that's good.
That's great.
And y'all more than welcome, but I'd like for us all to be there. Including not bringing it up. If you don't want to do it, that's fine. That's it. I'm through.
Thank you. Thank you. First of all, I would like to thank everyone for sticking it out. I know it's late, and we're all tired, and I know we all want to go home, especially me. But I also want to thank our police, fire, public works, our water department, our city admin. Thank you for all you do. And I know that our previous mayor, you know, always said, thank you for choosing Kirby. And I will always continue that. Thank you. Thank you for choosing Kirby. All of the points that I, you know, wanted to address, like Fox Cross and Shamrock and the potholes, that was, thank you everybody for addressing that because that was on the top of my mind. And last but not least, meeting adjourned.
Yeah.